I want to just briefly reflect on our text today. It's a powerful text. We do not want to miss it. This is the year 2020, of course. I want you to also think about 10:10. 10:10 is John 10:10, and it is the word that I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I want to just teach on that just for a moment to give us some thoughts with this passage today that is so powerful. I hope you'll stay in it and just pray this passage today. You know, we have many voices in the world today, right? We hear voices. We hear so many different sounds. There's so much white noise around us, just constant noise. But in this word today is this word of Jesus. I am the good shepherd. Isn't that a good word? I am the good shepherd, and we are his sheep, and he knows us by name. And we, if we listen, we can hear his voice, and we can recognize his voice above all other voices. We can hone in on it, and the word of Jesus comes to us if we'll listen. He knows us by name. Just think about how powerful that is, that he knows us by name. Would you call your name real quick? Philip. He knows our name. And he calls us by our name. And in the midst of all the white noise, of all the voices, if we listen, we can hear his voice. Because he loves us, he's pursuing us. Just like a shepherd pursues a lost sheep, he's pursuing us. And for those sheep that are found, he wants to pursue us in a deeper relationship of discipleship. He constantly pursues us. Now, there's a warning here in this passage, too. There's always the opposite in the Bible. You have, even from the Garden of Eden, you have good and evil. And you have it here in this 10th chapter of John. That the hired hand flees, right? When the sheep are in trouble, the hired hand flees. But the good shepherd stays with the sheep and loves them through the trouble, through the danger, through the peril. There's also the evil one, the wolf comes. And there's a teaching that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Sheep are clumsy. They're very vulnerable, just like we are. And they need the good shepherd. We need the good shepherd to watch out over us, because the thief comes, the evil one comes to kill, steal, and destroy. My word to you today is, do not let the evil one take away, destroy, trouble you. Do not allow the evil one to kill, steal, and destroy what Jesus Christ is doing in your life. Do not let it happen. Do not let the evil one in. Do not crack your door. Turn to the good shepherd. He loves you. He knows your name. And in this year 2020, remember also 10:10. Jesus comes that we may have life and have it abundantly. Do not let the evil one pursue you and catch you. Allow the living good shepherd to keep you and hold you in his flock and in his arms. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the promise that you are the good shepherd. We are your sheep. We're clumsy. We lack vision. We fall prey to the things of this world to danger, to peril. We're troubled. But yet we hear this good word today to start our day, that you're the good shepherd, that you've come, that we would not only have life breathing in a heartbeat, but we'll have life to the full. We'll have from our bottom of our toes to the top of our heads, we'll have joy because you want us to have abundant life and everlasting life. Thank you for this gift. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.